you say wherever you're parked is kind of where you live. I noticed that you like to park out west though, a little bit more probably. Do you go out east too?
I have not gone out east really at all. The big reason, especially in the summertime out west, there's a lot of forest, there's a lot of wilderness. I can kind of go and camp and be pretty anonymous when I'm not doing shows, and especially if I'm not making a whole lot of money. It's a lot cheaper. You get out east, it's a lot of private property, and it's a little trickier to live in a vehicle or camp out and all this other stuff, and it gets to be more expensive, and it's just trickier to travel. Although there's some advantages out east, those cities are a lot closer, and there's a lot more population there, so there's more opportunity, but I do heart the west. I mean, I like the scenery. I like to go and visit like an amazing countryside, you know, go up into the mountains, see some really beautiful things, animals and stuff. And the east, just, it's not as exciting for me, I guess. And in that way, maybe someday when I'm more famous, I'll go east and, you know, entertain people out there. But right now I'm not really feeling it. Although I'm going to Chicago this year, so.
Oh, nice. East. So besides being a traveling musician, you're also a writer and a not famous painter.
Right.
But I think you're contributing to more publications and stuff I've seen, like the Elephant magazine.
Yeah.
So you're kind of becoming a famous writer, wouldn't you say?
I'm becoming a more famous than not completely not famous writer. It, like this year is kind of, I'm, you know, I started 12 years ago, just sort of tagged myself as a musician that does songs from the dark side of the American dream. And now I'm really feeling that dark side, and I'm kind of, while I'm going through this experience of really, you know, I'm say I'm on tour, but I'm just really just a homeless person with a hobby, you know. And I'm really exploring that in writing, and I think by the end of this I'll have some kind of work that'll actually come together. It's going to be some sort of literature. Maybe more of an ebook, but an ebook that you can explore and go into a little bit more than just like something on a page. We'll see how that goes.
When you say the dark side of the American dream, are you saying you're getting darker, even even well, darker than, I mean, the dark side?
This is a tag I did like 10 years ago when I felt like I was beat up then, but I'm more beat up now. You know, I'm struggling more now just to even like eat and keep gas in my truck. That's something that, you know, I've lived but and also tagged myself with, and something I've really explored. And I'm not saying that I'm going darker as a musician. I'm trying to keep my sense of humor about myself. You know, it's not really changing or darkening the music as far as tone. I mean, I'm always going to have like a snarky, kind of witty, sometimes, you know, a little bit lighter tone than what I'm going through, just so people don't, you know, off themselves in the middle of my concerts. But I am more into trying to explore what that means.
Well, let's hear a little something from you. I'm here with J.P. Whipple.
All right. This is not necessarily the dark side, but maybe. I don't know. It's a song called Save. Thank you. I'm on my own. Save what's yours, I'll save what's mine. Go on, save your world, I leave behind. So I'm on my own, I'm on my own. So I'm on my own. It was never that way. Still you deny. Your cage, nothing more. Safe place to die. So my mouth.
Was J.P. Whipple with, is that a new song?
It's an old song that's kind of coming back, being resurrected as I speak, I guess.
So one of the things about J.P. is that he's always barefoot. We were talking about how you're contributing to Elephant Magazine now. And one of the articles that you wrote was about, you know, what the benefits are of going barefoot and why you're an advocate of it. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, yeah. I think it's people in America are really weird about seeing bare feet, or they have like these really bad misconceptions of bare feet. Like you're going to spread disease where there's food being served. But, you know, if you think about it just for like 5 seconds, you realize that there's billions and billions of people eating every day in their bare feet and cooking food in their bare feet, and no one's getting sick. I mean, it's just this weird myth that we have. I don't know where it comes from. They don't spread disease or anything like that. It's just, for me, it's all about, I like to experience life. And if you put on a shoe, you're really muting out your connection to the ground. I mean, your entire, you know, you have like 40,000 nerve endings in your feet, and all of them are just being dulled, you know, because you're just walking on top of a rubber thing the whole time. And I actually enjoy like that kind of experience, and I feel grounded that way. I don't feel like a part of a place if I have a shoe on, but if I'm barefoot, then I really actually enjoy feeling the ground as well as the sky and the air and everything else. I mean, I want to experience life in as stereophonic, I suppose, is one way to put it, as possible. And, you know, that's what I've always done, and the only thing that's hard about it is the people's objections, because they're like, oh, you're going to hurt yourself, and I'm like, it's not really your business to be concerned about me hurting myself, you know? And they're like, well, you're going to sue me. And I'm like, well, if I'm barefoot, I'm not going to sue you. But if you make me wear a shoe, which actually makes me awkward and makes me more prone to like having an accident walking around, then I will sue your ass off because you made me put on a shoe. I mean, so it's.
Do you run into other people that are also barefoot advocates?
There's like some support groups. There's like a group, I think they have a website, barefooters.org or something like that. And there's people, that's like a collection of people that don't hurt a shoe as much as I do, you know. And I'm pretty hardcore that way. I haven't really worn shoes for about 4 years now. So every once in a while I'll meet somebody like, oh, you know, being barefoot is so good for you. And it is. I think, you know, it's you don't have to be hardcore barefoot to experience the benefit. You know, I see people wearing shoes on the beach and I'm just like, what's wrong with you? I don't get it, you know. It's just weird. And I don't understand why we're so like think we need technology to confront anything. You know, we're like pretending we're astronauts on our home planet, and I think that's a sickness more than anything. I don't know. I think it's part of the problem with the world right now. It's people think that the nature is like a hostile force, and it's, you know, that's what we are, whether we like it or not.
Right. There's a quote from Eugene Weekly, and it said, small towns and artsy neighborhoods of big cities are full of wannabe musical bum princes who push their eccentricities to the forefront without having the talent of true charisma. Whipple is who these people want to be. You're often described as eccentric, actually, in your reviews and stuff like that.
Well, I don't know how eccentric I really am, other than I don't have a shoe on. But a long time ago, I was kind of thrown out, you know, in school and stuff. I was kind of like the outcast kid just because I moved in late and I'm a little, you know, quiet or whatever. And I, for the longest time, just tried to figure out how to fit in. You know, I wanted to be, you know, at least not necessarily popular, but at least have a friend or two. I was like going to lunch with extra books so I could put, you know, a couple books across the table that looked like a friend was sitting with me at the time. But after going through that, I eventually came to understand that, well, maybe I should just be who I am and not worry about that. And I think in a way, at least confidence-wise and as far as how I feel about myself, it's better that I am, you know, pursuing my own life and not trying to be, you know, everybody else. I think we have enough of everybody else, and I think we have enough of people trying to fit into the world. I don't think you need another person that's going to try to, you know, blend into the wallpaper, the fabric, and try to be, you know, agreeable to everybody. I don't think we need those people. I think we need the people that are willing to be themselves. And if that's eccentric, and maybe it is, but I'm not necessarily trying to be eccentric. I'm just trying to be who I am and not, you know, not worry about necessarily how people feel about that.
Mm-hmm. What's fake eccentricity, though? I'm trying to think of an example of that. Like, is it like how everyone in Brooklyn now has a mustache?
Yeah, I think that's kind of one of those things where you, in high school, you have like these groups that they're like outcasts, but you have like the punks and you have like the goths and, you know, whatever. This is new now. But all the punks look the same and they listen
to
the same music.
It's actually still punks and goths.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, it really hasn't changed since the 80s. It's weird. Anyway, continue.
But yeah, but I'm just saying that all the punks look like the punks and they listen to the same music and they're all trying to fit in to be the punks, and all the goths want to be the goths and they want to be different from everybody else, but they're all exactly the same as each other. And I'd never got into that either. I was just like, I just want to be John Whipple, you know. I'm just going to be this person. And I don't care which, you know, variety of subculture it is. It's not, I'm not trying to be a subculture. I'm just trying to be an individual. And I think that's what they mean by fake eccentricity, is suddenly there's, you know, the hipster things with the curling up mustaches and stuff. And I have that, but I had it, you know,
you
years
had
ago.
It first. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had it years ago. And now suddenly I'm trendy, but I'm not really cashing in on the trend, which is too bad. But
and I'm speaking with J.P. Whipple, who's passing through town. He's going to be playing Paula's on Friday night. What time?
I believe it starts at 7. And I should also mention that there's a really talented keyboardist from Salt Lake City. It's going to come down and join me. So it's going to be kind of a special night. Mm-hmm. We've been working together. We're working on a new album with us, too, and maybe some other things. And he decided he wanted to come to Colorado, too. So it'll be a really nice show.
You don't usually play with other people, or at least you haven't here. That's kind of new.
Yeah, they don't fit in my truck. That's my problem. My backup band does not fit in my truck.
I'm here with J.P. Whipple, and we'd love to hear another song if we could.
Sure. Dream my whole life away, living places I can't stay. I don't hear you when you tell me no. And I eat the last piece of cake, and I dance upon this earthquake. And there's no way you can make me go. Change my expectation of you. I'm gonna change my expectation of you. And I'll build you a heart you can see right through. I'm gonna change my expectation. Expectation of you. Tell me that life's unfair anymore. Change my name and I head out west. Get this monkey off my chest. And I don't believe that you know best like before. This is not like before. Change my expectation of you. I'm gonna change my expectation of you. I'll leave you a disappointment to live up to. I'm gonna change my expectation. Expectations of you. Mm-hmm. spend all out of me, hooking up, getting laid. There's no way you make me wait in line. So I burn all that I can scrape, and I fix it all with duct tape. There's no need to get bent out of shape this time. Not this time. Gonna change my expectation of you. I'll make you a song you can sing to. I'm gonna change my expectation. My expectations of you.
Because we'll just go out with that.
Okay.
And then I'll have a...